You know, we got a nice mix of upperclassmen, juniors, and seniors to, you know, sophomores and freshmen. So it's a really healthy mix, and they all bring different skill levels to the table, which is really good to see during our first day. And we're really just looking forward to seeing a little bit more today.
Yeah, so obviously I've asked every coach this and kind of get a different answer every time. The girls soccer coach, Paul Armstrong, said they just kind of hit the ground running in practice, whereas football has, you know, certain rules and limits. So what do you do the first week or two of practice before that first game? You just hit the ground running, or do you kind of ease into it?
Well, we do have a pretty extended tryouts. We go 6 sessions Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we most of the time we'll keep a little bit bigger varsity pool going into our alumni scrimmage, and then our scrimmages on Saturday, just so that we can make sure that we get our decisions correct, because it's one thing to be practicing against your own team, but when you practice against live action, I think some players will excel and some players just fade a little bit, and you know, it's fine either way. We just want to make sure that we get it right at the end of the day.
Right, so alumni scrimmage coming up this weekend. What can people expect from that, and how exciting is that?
You know, for us, we've been doing it for a really long time, barring the couple years that we took a break through COVID. But it's really a really crazy mix. We've got, you know, guys who just graduated last year, all the way from guys who graduated in like the lower to mid 80s. So it's great to see, you know, a lot of the guys that keep coming back, and we're always pressing to get more of a representation of the classes, and we got a pretty healthy group already signed up this year with a few days left for our registering.
That's awesome. So I know that you've only had one official practice at the time of this interview, and you're still in the tryouts process, but is there anybody that's kind of returning from last year that's kind of going to be a big key to your team this year?
Well, you know, our keepers are always, you know, real important, and you know, with our assistant coach being a goalkeeper coach, you know, he's always saying that the more experience, you know, a guy can have, you know, at the varsity level, the better he's going to perform, you know, the next year. So, you know, we're looking for good things from Chase Harder. He's our senior goalkeeper this year, but you know, it's a great problem to have, but we got a lot of good talented goalkeepers in the pipeline, you know, going representing the freshman class and our junior class. So we're excited that, you know, we're gonna see a little bit of a competition too, which is always healthy.
Oh, of course. So kind of take me through, you know, your schedule a little bit, who some of the big competition's going to be this year, and who you think is going to be, you know, the team to beat.
You know, our non-conference schedule is really heavy, you know, starting out with Eastview, you know, going into Bloomington, Jefferson, you know, we've got Park on the schedule, Stillwater. It's not the easiest schedule ever, but we look to prepare for a postseason with, you know, our non-conference schedule. And in the conference, you know, it's always, you know, the Hail Marys, North St. Paul, St. Thomas Academy, Matamidi, they always fight for those top 4 spots, and we're always just looking to try to get in and mix it up with those guys. I think we have a good a shot as any to do that this year, so we're real excited about that.
Yeah, so, you know, that first game against Eastview, obviously you're still in the tryout process, but, you know, what are the expectations for the team this year? You mentioned kind of getting into the top 4 of the conference. So what's the ultimate goal for the team this year?
We want to win a section game. We want to win our quarterfinal section, you know, to start with. It's been a long time for Hastings boys soccer that has gotten over that little hump. We've gotten very close a handful of the last, you know, the last couple. Yeah, I'd say, you know, the last 2 times out of 4 years, we've come seriously close to getting over that. So for our coaching staff, we want to get the guys peaking at the right time and finding the right combination of players, hopefully not having any injuries. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to win that, at least that quarterfinal section game, and see what happens after that.
Awesome. So I guess the next question kind of leads into that. Then outside of the conference, whoever is not in the conference that's in the section might be maybe. Who's kind of the big competition in the section? Is it some of the same teams?
No, it's actually, we got moved to 3AAA, and it's quite a different mix of teams than we were used to. Now we're in with Apple Valley, Rosemont, who was a state finalist last year, Eagan, Burnsville, Eastview, and Bloomington Jefferson is in there as well. I think I might be missing a few more, but it's barely a step down from our 4A class. So it's always going to be a tough road in Section 3AA. We're playing against the top 64 schools, and we're in there right now. We're that small fish in the big pond, but we're just going to try to persevere and push through that.